This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Russian missile attacks on residential buildings near the Ukrainian port city of Odessa have killed at least 21 people, including two children, a day after Russian forces withdrew from a strategic Black Sea island. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Video and still images released by the Emergency Service of Ukraine show widespread destruction and emergency workers in action. Ukrainian news reports say the target of the missile attack was a multi-story apartment block and a recreational area. Later, rescuers inside one of the ruined apartments clear rubble. The assault comes after Russian forces pulled out from Snake Island on Thursday, potentially easing the threat to Odessa, it was initially thought. But Vladimir Putin's forces have kept up their push to encircle the last stronghold of resistance in the eastern province of Luhansk. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
American women's basketball star Brittany Griner went on trial Friday, 4.5 months after her arrest on charges of possessing cannabis oil while returning to play for a Russian basketball team in a case that unfolded amid tense relations between Moscow and Washington. Elizabeth Rude, U.S. Chargé d'Affaires in Moscow, was in court.
I did have the opportunity to speak with Ms. Griner in the courtroom. She is doing as well as can be expected in these difficult circumstances. And she asked me to convey that she is in good spirits and is keeping up the faith.
Griner could face up to 10 years in prison if convicted of large-scale transportation of drugs. Rude says Griner is being wrongfully detained. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. After the U.S. Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade, the nearly 50-year constitutional right to abortion, same-sex couples are updating their legal status. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Now that the constitutional right to abortion has been taken away, there are fears gay marriage may be next.
People are, you know, effectively freaking out.
Lawyer Sidney Duncan's office in Birmingham, Alabama, has been flooded with emails and phone calls from same-sex couples. Justice Clarence Thomas called on his colleagues to reconsider cases that allowed same-sex marriage, gay sex, and contraception.
It puts them in the target of what's to come next.
Duncan says clients want to be prepared.
They are trying to shore up their rights by wills and powers of attorney and advanced health care directives.
The state of Alabama is going to court, saying the decision giving states the power to restrict abortion means states should also be able to ban medical treatments for transgender youth. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Biden has announced the next recipients of the nation's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
They include former Senate colleague John McCain.
John was a hero.
Olympic gymnast Simone Biles, who has called out officials for not protecting fellow sex assault victims.
Enough is enough.
And fellow gold medalist Megan Rapinoe, whose soccer teammates have pushed for pay equality.
We're forcing ourselves into that conversation.
You answer me when I ask you, who is your daddy?
Actor Denzel Washington will receive a medal, as will late labor leader Richard Trumka.
Fight, fight. Fight.
Former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, a shooting survivor who's pushing former colleagues to crack down on guns. There's nurse Sarah Lindsay, the first American to get a COVID-19 vaccine in public.
I want to instill public confidence.
Among the others who'll be honored next week.
We are calling it iPhone.
Late Apple co-founder Steve Jobs, 15 years after the iPhone's release. I'm Sagar Magani.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has appealed to the High Court in London to block his extradition to the United States to face criminal charges, his brother said Friday, the latest step in his legal battle that has dragged on for more than a decade. The 50-year-old is wanted by U.S. authorities on 18 counts, including a spying charge relating to WikiLeaks' release of vast troves of confidential U.S. military records. And recapping our top story, Ukrainian authorities say Russian missile attacks on residential buildings in a coastal town near the port city of Odessa have killed at least 21 people. Diane Roberts, VOA.